Let me tell you the story of Johnny Appleseed. The special thing about this little man was the way he loved apples. He thought the whole new western country should be filled with orchards so that new settlers would have apples to eat when they moved in. He became the greatest apple tree planter in the world. And that's how he got his name, Johnny Appleseed. Now, when Johnny started planting apple trees, nobody paid much attention to him. They didn't know what a big work he was going to do. Johnny would go down to the cider mill in the fall when farmers were having their apples squeezed into cider. The apple seeds were always left over, of course, and Johnny gathered them up in a strong leather sack. With the sack over his shoulder, he'd go off into the woods to the west. Whenever he found a good, natural, clear space, he planted his seeds. Soon, all the clearings within a few days' walk of his home were filled with tiny little apple trees. Johnny visited his tree nurseries and tended the seedlings, transplanted them when they needed it, and watched them grow. After a while, Johnny had to walk a whole week before he got to his last orchard way out in the wilderness. Then it took 2 weeks of walking before he found a clearing out in Ohio where he hadn't planted any apple seeds yet. Year after year, Johnny toted more and more seeds from Pennsylvania to all parts of Ohio, then on to Indiana. "If I can keep this up long enough," Johnny said, "beautiful, sweet-smelling orchards will be all over the land." Sometimes Johnny's trips were too long and his sacks were too small to hold all the seed he wanted to plant. Once, in order to do a really big planting job, he tied two canoes together side by side. Then he filled them with apple seeds and paddled his cargo down the Ohio River through Indian country, looking for good places for orchards in the midst of the great woods. When Johnny first started his travels, he made a new invention. He hated to carry anything that wasn't absolutely necessary. He could see no sense in having both a hat and a cooking pot. So he wore the pot on his head instead of a hat. It wasn't long before he decided this was too fancy. He didn't need a cooking pot because he could eat wild berries and fruits and nuts and other things he'd found in the forest. He never killed an animal, so he didn't need a pot to cook meat. But Johnny did need something to shade his eyes and cover his head. So he made another invention. He made himself a cap out of cardboard. It was like a baseball cap, except that its bill was a whole lot longer and it stuck way out in front. His caps didn't cost him anything because people gave him the cardboard free, and he could always make a new one when the old one wore out. The rest of Johnny's clothes didn't cost anything either. He just cut holes in sugar sacks for his neck and his arms. The sacks were all the shirt and pants and overcoat he had, and Johnny always went barefoot, even in the coldest winter. Now, everybody else would have said it was dangerous to go barefoot in the woods where there were poisonous snakes. When the pioneers made new fields in the wilderness, they took a lot of care to protect themselves from snake bites. They covered their legs with bundles of straw, but not Johnny. He never bothered snakes, and snakes never bothered him. Of course, Johnny thought that blankets were foolish too. When he slept in people's cabins, he would simply lay down on the floor. When he slept out in the woods, he just curled up the way rabbits and foxes and deer did. He never got cold. One night it was chilly, and he thought it would be nice to make his bed inside a hollow log. So he crawled in and was just about to go to sleep when he realized he'd moved into a bear's winter home without being invited. When he saw the mother bear with her cubs, Johnny crept quietly out again. Don't get the idea that Johnny was scared. He was polite to animals just the way he was polite to people. He was a friend to everybody. Besides apple seeds, about the only thing Johnny ever carried was a bundle of presents for children. When he came to a frontier cabin, he fished into a bundle and gave bright calico ribbons to little girls and marbles to little boys. Sometimes Indians in frontier country went on to warpath against white people who were taking their land. Johnny Appleseed didn't want anybody's land. He just wanted apple orchards to grow up everywhere. So the Indians and he never quarreled. He didn't like shooting, he didn't like killing, and he liked things that grew and lived. Years and years went by. People began to build farms alongside Johnny's orchards, and it wasn't a wilderness anymore. But still, Johnny kept planting trees further and further west. When farmers had money, they paid Johnny for his trees. If you go traveling in Ohio or Indiana now, you can still see some apple trees that Johnny Appleseed planted himself. And there's even a chance that you've eaten pie made from apples grown on Johnny's original trees.